Good Sunday Eve, Twitter. Well, Monday Eve, Twitter. We are here in the casa. Like, there's, it's no longer the, what did you call it, Shannon?
Casa Mictastic?
No, the Mungles Maladies.
Oh, yeah, we're here. We're no longer at St. Mungo's Hospital for the TB ward at St. Mungo's Hospital for Magical Maladies, because we're on the mend.
Yes, finally, because I'm telling you, we have been hacking, and it's still kind of in my sinuses, and some of us, like, we are still coughing some, but everything is going great. And Shannon, how are you?
I'm fine.
What have you been doing?
I've been working hard for the money.
So hard for the money. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right.
That's me.
She is now referring to herself in the third person.
Yes.
Much like Gore.
Except I'm a terrible Kajira.
Anyway. This is true. Anyway. I wonder how many people will actually think.
That's okay. Lester!
Lester, speaking of terrible Kajiras. let us tell you about Lester. Lester has this thing where he will pace back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And just when you think that he's done, like if you think that you're going to outweight him to see like whether you will lose your patience first or whether he will stop pacing, guaranteed that he's not going to stop pacing.
No.
So I held Shannon's hand in between the chairs and so that he could to see if he would try to get past us. And Lester, how did you feel about that?
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody's gonna hold me down. Whoa! You've got to keep on moving.
And that was the, like, less, wow, that was like the less grammatically correct Lester right there. Lester, sing it the way that you sung it before.
There is nothing that is going to break my stride. There is nothing that is going to hold me down. Whoa! You've got to keep on moving.
My favorite part is when you say, whoa! Lester, you are a dog among dogs.
No, I learned to karaoke from you.
Oh, and how did you... I'm glad that you also learned how to enunciate.
Yeah, I learned that from Shannon.
Are you saying that I don't enunciate?
No.
Think of your answer carefully.
Nope. Can I have a milk bone?
We're out of them.
Bitch.
Lester! Lester Ann...
Now you're impugning my masculinity.
What masculinity, honey? That's been gone since whenever you got the snip. So how did you feel when you were playing with the other dogs outside today, Lester?
Well, there was that one, it bit me and I got scared. Well, it didn't bite me, it just snapped at me. But it was gonna bite me and I got scared, so I hid behind Mom. Even though I could probably eat it for lunch.
You could. You could. I kind of wish that you would. But it's probably best that you don't. And what about the other little dog?
Oh, well, you know, that was just a bitch.
Oh, it's a boy. You are using that phrase quite a lot, Lester. I feel like you're going to be grounded from Audio Boo until you have learned some better language.
Would you prefer that I use the C word?
No, I would not prefer that you said cow. Now, back to Shannon. You have lost your privileges, Lester. Possibly forever. Shannon, have you read any good books lately?
I'm kind of reading a couple that I really like, but I haven't read anything that's like been, oh my god, this is so amazing, like in a while, which makes me sad.
That is sad.
But I did, I am going to start, hopefully next week, the book that the Goodreads reviewer described as being about a girl who does not believe in angles.
A geometrically challenged person, yes. After my own heart.
The book is called Kissed by an Angel, but I feel like it should be called Kissed by an Angle.
Kissed by an Angle.